Rockstar Employee Day is brought to you by Taste of Tilsonburg. I'm Ashley Taylor here with Greg Zellum from St. Bernard of Clairvaux School. To start off, can you tell me a bit about how you got in the position you're in now?
In high school, I was able to do a co-op in a classroom, and it kind of set me off for the path of education. I grew up with a parent who was involved in education. My mom was a secretary and still is. And I was around a lot of our colleagues, and I enjoyed kind of that behind-the-scenes component of education and seeing teachers be regular human beings, but also being in the classroom too. And I loved coaching. That was another passion of mine. So out of high school, I applied to Brock University, went to the concurrent program, and I was at Brock in St. Catharines for 4 years, and then went to Hamilton for my fifth year at Brock, and got my teaching certificate there. So I've actually been part of the Brant-Haldimand Norfolk board for, I think, 11 or 12 years. And I spent a few years doing some LTO and supply. My first permanent job was in Brantford at a school called Jean Vanier, which is now Madonna della Libera. And I was there for about 5 years in French immersion, 7-8. And now I've moved to St. Bernard's Waterford, which is actually where I'm living, which is nice too, because my kiddos are at my school, which is nice, a nice family experience. So this is my third year at St. Bernard's.
What would you say is your favorite part of your job?
My favorite part of the job is probably also the most difficult part of the job, and it's the kids. It's being there for students who are also children. They're, you know, I teach grade 8, so they're 13 and 14, but they're still young adults, and there's a lot of challenges that they're going through in life, at school, outside of school. So as much as you get to interact and have those fun moments with those teenagers, it's also a very challenging time because we start to wear a lot of different hats in the classroom as well. And we just want to make sure that they're having fun at school, but they're also safe and secure and in all aspects of their life, their mental health, their physical health, their well-being, their spiritual being, all of that. So it's the nicest part. It's the best part, but it's a challenge.
What do you think it is about you and your work ethic that made someone nominate you?
I try to be the best team player I can, and my wife would get mad at me sometimes because maybe I put on too many hats and try to help out a little bit more than I need to. But I think in the toughest of circumstances, you want a team that's going to look out for each other and work together. So I try my best to lend a hand when I can. I think that's the biggest focus for me, I guess.
And in the nomination for you, they said that sometimes you step in as principal when need be. Could you tell me a bit about the switch between those two roles?
Yeah, so I started that role a few years back at my last school, and the principal I had there was an amazing mentor, and he asked me to do that, and I've kind of carried that on at my last school and for this school as well. And the roles are very different. As a teacher in a classroom, you're focused on, you know, your group of students, but as a teacher in charge, I get to kind of cover for the principal on the days where they can't be there, and you get to see the whole school. I get to go into a kindergarten class and play in their, you know, their game in the morning, or join a grade 3 class for phys ed, or play some music with the grade 6 class, or step in for a math lesson. Like it's fun to see all of the different classrooms working on their own things and their own atmospheres. But it's fun to get a sense of the building too. I think as teacher in charge, you get to see how things are running, how things are going over with staff and with students.
What do you think is the key to being a great teacher?
I think there's a lot of different attributes there that are required, patience being one of them. I think it's just compassion. I think it's care. I think if you care about your kids, we call them our kids. If you care about your kids and your students, they start to figure that out really quickly. They know you're there for them, and they can make that connection. So I think once you make that connection, you build relationships. And once you have relationships built with students, with staff, with parents, outside the community members, with our church, with whoever it might be, the more you build those relationships and strengthen those relationships, the better the community grows.
Is there anything you would like to say to your students or those that put your name forward sort of as a thanks for being recommended as a Rockstar employee?
Well, I want to know who did it, first of all. But no, that's an extremely nice honor. Sometimes recognition like this comes at the time when you need the most. And I think that was kind of hit home for me, that somebody thought it was nice enough to send my name forward. And I hope to continue that. I don't ever digress from how I am as a teacher or as an acting principal. I kind of want to keep doing those things, and hopefully I continue building those relationships.